This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
First of all, we don't talk about, you know, private stuff, sorry, on the air about contracts or anything like that. But Jalen, what happens in the league is that agents leak names, and agents of people not even or other teams, or I mean Brad's probably on the phone with every team, definitely every week during the season, just saying, who do you like, who's playing well, who do you like in our roster, you know, just, and he files it away in that, like, his mental database, you know. So that's just that. They talk all the time about everything. That doesn't mean a trade is proposed. And Jalen's not going anywhere. And he knew that before the trading deadline, because I told him personally.
How many secrets can you keep? Because there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat.
That was Celtics owner Wick Grosbeck on this very program in February. And it appears, based on comments that he made to Bleacher Report and to the New York Times, I guess, that Jaylen Brown is unhappy that he was mentioned when it came to trade talks. I don't know, you know, I take Wick at his word that it was others that were whispering his name and not the Celtics, but maybe that doesn't matter to Jaylen Brown.
Good question. I
don't know.
I do have a question.
That was an excellent question, Curtis. Thank well you. Done by you.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
And I know I said it in my lead, but I do want to know when these remarks were made, because I do think it holds different weight if these remarks were made in March or if they were made in January.
Why? What's the difference?
Because back in January, we were having the same song and dance we had last summer about, is Jalen going to get traded for KD?
I think his mindset is his mindset, whether the comments were made back in March.
But when you're in the heat of the moment, you might say things that, you know, a few months later, you feel a little bit differently.
But I don't think Jalen's that type of dude to say something and then, oh man, I shouldn't have said that. Like, I think he's, like, pretty aware of what he says. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he's that type of dude, just based off his, you know, his personality, and you're reading stuff about him. He, like, seems like he's really locked into what he's saying.
Does it feel like the Celtics are singularly focused on winning a championship?
No.
Or does it feel like a bunch of misfit parts are together trying to figure out a way to get the season over with?
Well, it feels like Jaylen Brown is bothered that Jason Tatum is the superstar and is treated that way.
But it's starting to feel like Jaylen Brown is, we all recognize that he's, like, an intelligent person, and he comes off very that way, but it's starting to turn into, or morph into, like, Kyrie intelligence, where it's like
Kyrie Jr.
Where it's like, I think I'm smarter than you. And it's like, especially when you read that article and you read the relationship he has with Kyrie Irving now, like, it feels toxic.
No,
it
I just
feels
think
like
he,
you should.
I think,
like,
he thinks differently, Sean.
Yeah, but people in his inner circle, it says in the article, people in Brown's inner circle warned him about certain things, like things with Donda and Ye, and yet he just continues to move down that path.
So Greg, I think he's just being enlightened in a different way. See, I'm so
tired of people telling me how enlightened they are.
No, but I hate when people instantly judge. And they go, because they look in, they view things differently, especially when it's about black men, and they look at things and they start.
Well, no, but you can't.
Let me finish. I'm going off of what Shime says, because he brought out Kyrie. And Kyrie, so when black dudes try to enlighten themselves and want to learn a little bit more about their culture and their history and, you know, their ancestry, I hate when people start to instantly go, well, he's going in this direction. No, they just they.
But
they,
like, then why are you continuing to support a guy who is just spewing anti-Semitic comments?
Because you like believe it. You believe in some of the things that he's talking about, right? It's just like, you know,
that's an issue, though.
No,
but
that's
I didn't grow up in the 50s and 60s, right? But I did write an autobiography on Malcolm X. There are a lot of people who didn't agree with some of the things that he was pushing. Black people, but there were a lot of things that they did agree with. So you're not going to always agree with everything. It's just like with Trump, right? There are a lot of Trump supporters who agree with some of the stuff he's pushing, but they don't agree with everything he says, but they still can go, okay, he's enlightening me to certain things. That's all I think that when people with Kyrie or maybe Jaylen Brown,
view. I don't care what my surgeon thinks of Donald Trump. I just want him to perform the surgery. I mean, in this situation, we're hearing people airing their issues with the media, at best in the middle of the season, at worst during the most important stretch of the season, because they need to be validated and they need to have their side out there without any regard for the impact it would have on the team. And of course people are entitled to do whatever they want and think and become enlightened. I think that's awesome. Everybody should know who they are, where they're going, and where they've been. But at the risk of sidelining or waylaying a season because you're mad that your name's in trade reports,
well,
that to me is the least team-friendly thing you can do.
Yeah, but you're going down the shut-up-and-dribble road because if you're saying that because you go, I just want my surgeon to do my surgery, right? As long as the surgeon's not doing anything to neglect you as a patient, like Jaylen Brown is still playing well. He's still playing at a high level. He's not having, like, it's not affecting him on the court.
Do you think Kyrie Irving might be a bad influence on Jaylen Brown?
I don't know Kyrie.
No. Just look at him as a player.
I don't think so.
I'll tell you what I see when I look at him as a player. He's a fantastic basketball
Who's
player.
This?
Kyrie Irving,
yeah.
Very talented. Very talented. As soon as the going gets tough, he gets going.
Right, but
do you think that might rub off on Jaylen Brown?
No, I don't think that necessarily would potentially. I don't think Kyrie Irving's a bad influence on him. I would say if Kyrie Irving had issues where he was out hanging around with people that were waving guns and like kind of with Ja Morant.
You said
bad influence.
Yeah.
To me, a bad influence is somebody that's putting you in harm's way where you could get in trouble with the law or you're doing harmful to others.
How am I fraudulent?
If he's thinking differently.
Are you going to explain how I'm fraudulent?
Yeah. So the way I said to you about you being fraudulent initially is because you kind of criticize all the time I hear you talking about millennials and how millennials can't think a certain way. And this, and then you're like, well, Jaylen, you just got to go out there and play and tough it up. Last I checked, Jaylen Brown was a millennial. So a lot of these things that you want him to do, like his whole talking to people, you call them like, sensitive, and he's hearing things.
I said he was all up in his feels.
Yeah, all up in his feels, but that's what millennials do. You should
know
better.
Players across every league in every sport, unless you're, you know, Patrick Mahomes or Giannis Antetokounmpo, are getting talked about in trade rumors all the time, and yet, for some reason, seems that Jaylen Brown is the one getting all upset about it. Marcus Smart was in trade rumors too, and he's not getting
superstars,
all upset about it.
Because he's on his level, the way we talk about him here is at a superstar level.
Mm-hmm.
What other players at his level do we talk about trading?
Across the league?
Oh, yeah, at his level.
Kyrie, KD.
Well, Kyrie comes with baggage.
Yeah.
Right?
This is clearly baggage too. Like, it's not...
But it wasn't. This is all right. New. I agree with Wiggy that we never talk about guys as much as we talk about Jaylen Brown on the trading block. And I also think when we bring up the Kyrie Irving and is he a bad influence...
It's also not... By the way, it's also not as common where you have two young superstars on the same team. And the question becomes, do you build around one and do you get value for the other? I mean, that's not... It's not a direct offense to Jaylen Brown to discuss when it comes to business what might be better for the basketball team.
Wait a second. Everybody talks to me about why can't they do what Golden State did with Klay and Steph? You never heard about trading any of them two.
I'll tell you why they can't do it, because Jason Tatum doesn't want to be the number two guy.
No, but You mean Jaylen Brown?
I mean, Jaylen Brown doesn't want to be the...
And I agree with you, but...
He wants to be the superstar. He doesn't like that he's not treated the same way Jason Tatum is treated.
Right, and I agree with you on that, Greg. My only point is to Shime is go, when you have two guys at that level, they're not always... Like, you don't always hear Golden State fans talking about trade Clay. And yes, I agree with you, Greg, and I've been on this from day one. Any professional athlete to a man is not going to want to play second fiddle to anybody, especially when he thinks he's on that level.
This is Jerry from Weston. What's up, Jerry?
Good morning, everybody. How's things?
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
So, you know, I'm wondering if what might be going on here is, you know, he's been told for a long time that, you know, maybe things are different for him because of the color of his skin, and he's can't buy a house, or he perceives the process of buying a house different for him because of what he's been told for 15 years, when in reality, it really is no different. You know, just because I said I saw Sasquatch doesn't mean I really saw Sasquatch. It's his perception of these situations, the fans in Boston, or the process of trying to start a business, or the process of buying a house, if he perceives them as being tainted because of the color of his skin, then that's what it's going to be. Whether that's the case or not, that's his perception. So now he's carrying that. And listen, be very wary of somebody who tells you they're the smartest guy in the room.
Oh.
Because if they're telling you how smart they are, chances are they're not the smartest.
Not the smartest person in the room. Curtis, you're losing your fastball, by the way. You should have said, you should have made a Florida pool joke when he referenced Sasquatch.
I know, I was going to. But I have a question. We alluded to it earlier. So you're saying that Jaylen Brown is Kyrie Jr.? Is that sort of
that's what Chime said.
Is that like Carl's Jr., but you get something you didn't order and you get yelled at for questioning why?
Well, it was interesting to learn that they did not see eye to eye when they were on the same team. And then after the fact, they, you know, made amends. And then when Kyrie was going through all the anti-Semitism stuff, it was Jaylen behind the scenes telling him, like, it's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. You're going to get out of this. Like, so to in my mind, I actually think Jaylen plays the bigger brother role here. I understand age-wise that is not the case, and experience-wise, but when you look at this relationship throughout this article, I actually think Jaylen is an influence in Kyrie's life.
Which could happen. It happens all the time.
Yeah. I actually don't see Kyrie being a bad influence in his life at all, because everything I read throughout this article, and a lot of it is Kyrie speaking on their relationship, saying, you know, I consider him a brother, that he stands next to me with all 10 toes on the ground. Mm-hmm. And he was the one getting me through all of that. If anything, to me, that seems like Jaylen is the big brother in the scenario.
And if you're going to blame anybody, blame the Celtics. Blame the Celtics for this. You created this monster, right? If you have two,
how did they create him?
Because if you have two young superstars that you really feel like you want to build around, you're not always dangling one of them out there as a potential trade piece. Jaylen Brown's name and trades have been going all the way back to Kawhi Leonard.
Because teams call about Jaylen Brown,
right? But you don't think that they call about Jason Tatum and the Celtics are like, hell no, beat it.
Well, according to Wick, that's exactly what they say about Jaylen Brown. Stevens gets calls all the time and said we're good.
So then why are there so many basketball insiders that are respected, whether it's Woj or some of these other guys, that always say, you know what, the Celtics are interested. They always say
because agents know an easily manipulated piece, Wiggy. Jason Tatum is the number one here. Everybody in the world knows that. And as an agent, what do? You try and pry loose the other person.
Right, but you're always getting it from the other end. You're always getting, so the Celtics are in on the Kevin Durant trade.
The last time this came up, the only person that was saying it was Stephen A. Smith.
Woj said it.
Oh, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Woj said
at the
beginning. Woj said before the season, the Celtics.
I'm talking about when Stephen A. Smith started this whole thing up again in December or January.
But by that time, Greg, he's already feeling a certain way. He's already, you think Jaylen Brown has been feeling this way for a long time. And when this organization is out there picking up the phone and going, hey, listen, we'll give you Jaylen Brown, That's about what they're doing.
All right. Lots to get to when it comes to the latest comments from an unhappy, I'm guessing, Jaylen Brown. So we'll continue to talk about that this morning. Here is Courtney right now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Cape Cod Lumber's, your local Timber Tech dealer. The Bruins took down the Senators 2-1 yesterday. The goals coming from David Krejci and an unreal pass from Marchand to DeBrusk to get the one that would give them the win. Linus Ullmark was in goal. He had 40 saves on the night. The Celtics also with the win over the Kings 132-109. Jason Tatum had 36 points, while Jaylen Brown had 27. Derek White had a double-double in this one, 20 points and 11 assists. The Sox fell to the Orioles 6-2. Chris Sale gave up 9 hits. He struck out 2 over his 5 innings pitch. He called it a good, terrible start in a way. Red Sox spring training continues today at 6:05. Sox and Twins. You can listen to that on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network in Boston on WEEI AM 850 and on the Odyssey app throughout most of New England. Countdown to opening day at Fenway, 8 days away. And Japan is the champion of the World Baseball Classic.
Quick thing, Courtney, I know you're in the middle of the run here, but Greg, next Thursday we should get a big birthday card to bring to Time Out Market to have everybody sign to give to Chris Sale.
Okay.
Good idea.
I'm in on that.
Yeah, you know.
I'd suggest a cake with candles, too, but he'd probably burn himself and be out for 6 months.
I say we just get him a bubble to watch the game in.
They beat the U.S. 3-2. Shohei Ohtani was named MVP after he was brought in as a closer. What's on deck this season? How about a beautiful new deck and rail system from TimberTech at CCL Homescapes in Abington? You'll see a huge selection of TimberTech products. TimberTech Advanced PVC and composite decking is everything wood should be. Let the experts at CCL help you enjoy life from your new deck. That's cclco.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, it is 38 degrees in Boston, afternoon high of 51. Jeremy Reiner laid down the gauntlet on Twitter last night saying that he thinks opening day at Fenway will be sunny with temps in the mid-40s. He asked what I think. I think it's going to be warmer. 52 degrees, first pitch at Fenway Park, partly cloudy skies. The wind will be heading out to left.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Coming up at 9 this morning, ESPN's Sean McDonough on the continue to be streaking Boston Bruins. No issue with that team. I fear bigger issues with the Boston Celtics than maybe I had realized. So we'll talk to Sean McDonough about the Bruins at 9. And before that, we'll get to They Said It coming up at 8. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will discuss, for Wiggy and Shime, what Devin McCourty said yesterday about Lamar Jackson. So that will infuriate both of you, I'm guessing, coming up at 8. But Wiggy, you might be right. I think you said it yesterday. Jaylen Brown, clearly gruntled.
Mm-hmm.
Not enjoying his experience here, it doesn't appear like. And you may end up with a scenario where you don't have either one of those guys, either he or Jason Tatum,
right,
after both of those deals are done.
Because think about this, right? People, for the most part, like, they've always liked Jaylen Brown as, like, the fans really never had, like, I almost felt like too much of an issue with him. It was always, if something went wrong, run Jason Tatum up out of here. Jason Tatum, 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 Tatum. And like I talked about, these guys hear it. These guys start to hear that stuff, and it might affect them. I mean, we saw the article with Jaylen Brown, and so maybe it affects them to the point where it's like, you know, you got a guy like Jason Tatum going, wait a second, you know, we got the second best record in the NBA, and this is the way you treat me?
But what would you rather? Would you rather the MVP chance every single night, but then when things go wrong, you get the blame for it? I think that's the case in anything in life. If you are the star and things go south, you're also going to be held as the issue.
Do you think they're trying to run Luka Doncic out of Dallas?
No.
Or they're trying to run the Joker out of Denver?
No, but we have this conversation all the time about every sport. New England's different. It's a different beast, and we argue about that all the time.
That you're comparing them to number one?
Okay, do you think they're trying to run Joel Embiid out of Philly? No.
And the Celtics aren't trying to run Jason Tatum out of Boston.
Who is trying to run Jason?
Well, I'm saying from a fan's perspective.
Like, nobody's trying to run Jason Tatum out of
Boston. What fans and media, we talk about, listen, you got the Doc Knight talking about how Jason Tatum is a C-minus player.
They're selfish.
The afternoon show's ready to run him up out of here. You're at anytime the Celtics have a bad game and they lose, you blame it on Tatum.
I question his leadership. Mm-hmm. And by the way, 4 or 5 days ago, it seemed like Jaylen Brown was doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Did you hear Jaylen Brown say, I'm the leader on this team, essentially? I need to be the leader on this team.
Mm-hmm.
When things are not going good, we need to. It's like a rudderless ship over there.
And I'm sure WIP, our sister station in Philadelphia, they don't say Joel Embiid's the greatest when the Sixers lose a game. Okay,
I've never heard what you're talking about. I've never heard
because you don't live in Philadelphia.
Well, I got friends in Philly, and I never heard them talking about running Joel Embiid up out of there.
Okay. Have you been to Philadelphia? They're barely human.
Well, I don't know.
This is Justin from my adopted home continent of Maine. Hello, Justin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
So, Jaylen Brown, to me, is extremely selfish, and this is why. The Celtics are one of the top contenders for the national title. Talking about his feelings right now. This is ridiculous. He needs to put the team first, not himself first, and not once has he said, trade me. So if he really wasn't about just the attention, he would say, get rid of me, and he wouldn't be talking about it after the trade deadline.
Yeah, and
also,
go ahead.
Yeah.
No, you
hey, go ahead. What, Curtis, what were you going to say?
December 13th, 2022, Joel Embiid, Sixers fans want to trade me.
Oh, I ain't never heard that.
Well, Joel Embiid said it himself December of 2022.
Philly. I ain't never heard that before.
So wrong again, Wiggy. Oh. And what's
you got
Ice
one
Wind
person.
Again? One person, it's Joel Embiid.
I think he was just frustrated at the time.
Sixers fans want to trade me.
I mean, we talk Courtney
Matt
and I
Jones
talk,
isn't a Jason Tatum
we talk, I'm talking about fans all the time running people up out of here.
You yourself did it. You yourself did it with Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
You basically came on the radio and said that Jaylen Brown whispered to you that he wanted out of here.
Yeah, and I want it because...
You did that.
I want it because I feel like Kevin Durant is a better player. It's got nothing to do with his personality. It's got nothing to do... I don't question his toughness. I don't question his will to win. I don't question whether or not he's a selfish player. These are none of the things that I do. I don't question
him. Who's ever questioned anything about Jaylen Brown and his athletic ability? Not me.
No, not you. But there are people that question whether or not he's a selfish player. We just got a guy just called up, right? Whether or not he's a selfish player.
Well, they're saying that it is selfish at this moment to be burping your feelings out into the ether because you're upset that you were in a discussed in trade talks by Stephen A. Smith.
He's doing an interview. He's answering questions.
Yeah, but at a crucial time of the season, I think.
But when he's asked about Kanye, he'll say no comment.
I do think when he says that, I think he feels like he was duped in the Kanye thing. And I know that he says that a ton of people told him, warned him, but you listen to him saying, you know, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that. I truly think he thought what he was doing was the right decision because of the education.
But then just say that.
No, he knows he can't say that. The reason why he says no comment on Kanye is because he knows if he says anything about Kanye, he can't win. So why waste your time? Why beat your head against a brick wall when you know if you say something about Kanye or maybe how you feel, you know that people are going to drag you because they don't like Kanye.
Again, it's another Kyrie Irving answer. Like, in that article, Kyrie Irving talks about how he lost his grandfather and it made him change perspective and he wanted to go home.
Right.
If he had said that to us, to the city of Boston, and been like, look, I know I said I wanted to play here, but when my grandfather died, things changed. I just wanted to go home. a lot more people would have just understood instead of him just being an ass about it. Like, that's that just. Any kind of transparency here would be great. That's all we ask for.
Yeah, but we you know how fans are.
Also, maybe if Kyrie Irving didn't tell Boston that he loved it here and was going to come back and then didn't come back,
but like even though he didn't, if he had just explained that, oh, my perspective changed because my grandfather passed, I wanted to be home, we can all at least wrap our heads
around
that.
No, we can't stop it. Fans would then criticize him for doing that. So, and why put your personal family business out there?
That would be more on the fans than anything else.
Right, but Kyrie's not going to put his personal family business out there like that. That's the thing, that's the thing I think you guys are missing.
Kyrie's not going to put his personal business out there?
In certain situations.
Oh, right, unless it benefits him.
Well, but that's the thing that you're missing from not being a professional athlete.
I'm not missing anything. I can see who Kyrie is a mile away.
No, as a professional athlete, you got to be careful about what you give people in an article, because you already know they're going to twist your words and they're going to do a lot of things with it. So you have to be very smart about
it. I don't think there's any word twisting going on when it comes to Jaylen Brown. I mean, he's asked in this latest article about whether he can see himself playing with Jason Tatum in the future, and he refuses to be definitive about it. So,
well, blame the Celtics for that. For not every time there's a guy out there, and it's my guy, Kevin Durant. And so blame them for picking up the phone and calling Brooklyn or picking up.
Why don't we blame you, Wiggy? You and I said trade Jaylen Brown. No, no, no. Why aren't we to blame?
Because we don't own the team.
Well, but our words matter. We're on a major station. We're talking
right,
about
then,
it.
But
and
then,
how do you know the Celtics are the ones making these calls, Wiggy?
Because that's what Woj said.
So you trust Woj over Wick. When Wick says on our show, people call Brad all the time. This happens throughout the year.
And I also believe that they pick up the phone and go, hey, Kevin Durant's available. We got Jaylen Brown. What would it take? Those were the reports.
Mm. All right. Well, a frustrated, it appears, Jaylen Brown. And who knows who else on that team is feeling the effect of that, and
right.
and how much of their struggles of late can be blamed on that. We'll continue to discuss it not only this morning, but all day here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
It's time for...
And he lost to some dope from Boston. I couldn't believe it.
The news.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
I am going to ride the Bailey Zappi train, and I'm going to ride it hard.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
Actually,
On WEEI.
We'll start in Chelsea, where that massive crane collapsed yesterday morning, just missing a group of houses in the area.
Yeah, that was kind of scary.
Really scary. Happened right around 7 a.m., waking up a bunch of people. I guess it happened as the operator was trying to lower a 30-foot steel beam, making the whole thing topple over. Luckily, nobody was injured. The operator was able to get out on his own. We could hear from Chelsea Deputy Fire Chief Michael Masuki.
The boom of the crane missed the back of the house by probably about 10 feet. Had a technical rescue response. When I arrived on scene, I saw exactly what you see behind me is a crane overturned into the steel bones of this building that they're building.
That is terrifying.
Very lucky that nobody was injured in that. Three students were taken to the hospital yesterday in Dorchester after they ate edibles at Henderson Upper School in the city.
This is happening
everywhere.
Every single day, it seems like.
It does. I think it's because more and more adults are embarking on an edible journey, and their kids are finding these candies all over and then bringing them into school.
Okay.
They were taken by EMS crews to the hospital as precaution, and an investigation is ongoing. We can hear from one parent, Raymond Luciano.
As a parent, you gotta be careful these days, you know, what kid is doing, because sometimes you as a parent, you check your kid, but when you're not together with them, they can do anything they want. I'm worried about it, but at the same time, I gotta trust school, because it's not easy. We gotta pray every day that nothing happens.
Yeah. Yep.
Put your edibles where your kids can't get them. Stop leaving them in the snack drawer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Next to the damn Skittles or, you know, juicy fruits, whatever you got in there.
Well, I mean, obviously the issue is that mom is stoned and she doesn't remember where she put her edibles. I mean, that's the problem, Wiggy.
Yeah, I have edibles in there. Nowhere where my kids can find. I mean, my kids
what,
are older.
You have edibles?
When Wiggy says edibles, he means panties.
Imagine.
That's a business idea.
That is a business idea. Edible panties with
edible panties
with THC in them.
Honestly, anything that gets us away from where we just were, I'm all for.
Now you can kill two birds with one stone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gwyneth Paltrow is in court for a skiing accident. Yeah. She's being sued by a retired optometrist, Terry Sanderson, for a 2016 ski collision at Deer Valley Resort in Utah.
Yeah.
So they're saying that it left Sanderson with four broken ribs and a traumatic brain injury. He said that she ran right into him, was laying on top of him, and that's where the injury occurred. She then countersued him for negligence, saying that he crashed into her. Uh-huh. Sanderson is seeking $3 million in damages. Paltrow is seeking $1. Sorry. Uh-huh. We can hear from one of the witnesses to the accident in court.
I hear this scream, and then I see this skier just slam into the back of Terry, and she just slammed him.
How hard?
Very hard. Very hard. She hits him right directly in the back. His skis actually, the tips go out like this, and he falls face down. So he's kind of spread eagle, and he goes face down, and Gwyneth's on the top of him, and then Gwyneth hits him, and then bounces off and slides to the right about 5 or 10 feet.
What a disaster. And everybody's probably like, wait, is that Gwyneth Paltrow? Did you read about that? She was skiing at the time with her kids and four instructors for her kids that get paid $1,000 or $2,000 a day to teach Gwyneth Paltrow's kids how to ski.
That's what I don't understand. That he's asking for $3 million. $3 million to Gwyneth Paltrow really doesn't seem to be much.
You think she should just
well, it's not too much. He doesn't go too high where she's like, all right, I'll just give him the $3 million. If he goes for like $300 million, then it's like, really? We're going to do
this? She's not giving him the $3
million. Yeah.
She's in court.
I think ultimately it seems pretty simple, right?
Gwyneth Paltrow, $200 million net worth. That's a lot more.
Yeah.
Than
I mean, she's countersuing him, though, for a dollar, saying that he bumped into her.
Well, I mean,
it's crazy.
It'll be pretty easy with all the witnesses who.
Right.
If you hit him from behind, then you're at fault.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, she's at fault for that. If she crashed into him, she shouldn't be running up on people. I don't ski, but I would imagine you would see somebody 15 feet away and maybe go around them.
Yeah.
How's Larry doing, the lawyer, the judge now? How's he enjoying his new role?
I think he's doing great as a judge. I talk to him from time to time. He's very busy, but I think Larry the lawyer is doing great as Larry the judge.
That's good.
Great. Now, when the guy hit her, when she hit the guy, did he say this skier smells like my vagina? No?
No, probably not. You probably missed that episode on Goop. Did you watch the vagina episode?
No. What,
you have to be more specific.
No. They did a whole documentary about Goop.
Uh-huh. The candle.
No. Well, her company is called Goop.
Right, but isn't the vagina, isn't it a candle
she
scent?
She made
that's
a candle.
That's why I just made that whole joke.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But there is a whole episode
call it that.
Talking what? About vaginas and the female orgasm. It's a very informative episode, but it is graphic.
I saw very graphic.
You see, yes.
Did you learn something during it?
No. It was just shocking, I think. I really was watching it with my jaw on the ground.
Okay. All right. Curtis, I know you want to say something. All right.
It's a great time for a break.
Yeah. You want to take a break? All right. We will do that. Coming up, we'll get some audio gold from America's greatest sheriff, Sheriff Grady Judd, and we'll find out why they're looking for one out-of-control spring breaker in Florida. And also, we'll get to assault with a delicious weapon, or a couple of delicious weapons. And it seems that food assaults are on the rise in this country, and I don't know why. So we'll get to all that coming up next with the rest of the news. Coming up at 8 during They Said It, what Devin McCourty says about Lamar Jackson, which will leave Wiggy and Shime unhappy, I'm guessing. But before that, we'll get back to the rest of the news with Courtney.
Environmental activists are raising concerns when it comes to paint chips that are falling from the Tobin Bridge.
Oh, God.
Okay. They're saying that the paint unfortunately contains lead, and they're asking for state leaders to take action. We can hear from Roseanne Bongiovanni of Green Roots Environmental Group.
Okay. It's not only on the sidewalks and up against fence lines, it's on people's steps, it's in their soil, it's on their welcome mats in their doors, they're in their driveways.
Well, what do you do? Repaint that sucker? Go to Home Depot and get some new paint?
Right.
How does that work?
You're probably going to have to power wash the paint off of it to get rid of those, you know, obviously paint chips that have fallen into Chelsea and Charlestown.
Thank goodness we have $2 billion worth of electric school buses.
Yeah, that's true. We do have.
Why worry about the bridge that the people drive over every single day?
Fun fact about painting bridges, the Golden Gate Bridge is constantly being painted.
Really?
Huh. Every day.
Every single day?
Yep.
Because it's that big?
Yep.
Wow. Hmm.
So you basically know, they just go from one end to the other and then just start over again?
That's correct. Oh. I learned that on the bridge tour in San Francisco where you go under the bay and then boop, right around the Golden Gate Bridge. It's
How
quite
much
lovely.
They get you for that sucker?
Oh, I don't know. $82, but it came with a Diet Coke.
All right. Well, that's alarming if you live in the area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Two food assaults in the news today. We'll start in Salt Lake City, where a woman attacked another woman with a head of lettuce.
Oh, yeah. Not a head of lettuce.
Not a head of lettuce, yep. The 43-year-old woman reportedly threw the head of lettuce at the woman's head, which hit her in the face. She then allegedly grabbed a necklace from another woman and punched her in the eye.
Oh, wow.
The cops arrived. They found the woman just walking down the street. She was arrested for assault and for robbery. The other assault in the news that involves food is in Florida when a 39-year-old man, Ortelio Alfonso, was arrested after police responded to a 911 hangup. They showed up at the house. That's where they found the man and his wife. The woman had pizza sauce across her face and on her shirt and pieces of pizza in her hair. She claims that he assaulted her with a slice of pizza.
With a slice of pizza?
Yeah, he said that they got into a disagreement about how they were going to discipline their son. That's when he attacked her with the pizza slice.
That's a pizza! What a waste of a slice of pizza.
Messy, too. I mean,
pizza is something you don't want to just, you know, you don't want to use that as a weapon. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just such a good thing to get rid of.
Yeah.
Maybe wanted to beat the kid with a slice of pizza, and she was like, no. You know, like when you were growing up, my grandmother had like this wooden thing she kept on the windowsill. And like, I don't know what it was, but it was like half broom with tape on it. It was like a billy club. And she was like, you know, go get that when you got in trouble. And they say, go get a switch. Yeah, this guy was probably like, get me a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
So what the heck? Leave me alone. Let me have my pizza.
Yeah, okay. All right.
All right, we're going to stick in Florida for the next one.
And now...
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of...
Come to Miami!
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
And get excited because Polk County is exactly where we are headed. Sheriff Grady Judd and authorities are searching for a spring break squatter. The woman is seen on video. I tried to find the surveillance video and I couldn't find it anywhere on the internet. But she walks into the yard of a homeowner.
And
squats and goes to the bathroom, relieves herself.
Okay.
Sheriff Grady Judd is having none of it. He wants anybody who recognizes this woman or knows who this woman is to call him. Here's what he had to say.
It involves a lady. She's gone into the side yard, into the hedge area, and she's popped a squat and showed us her shiny rear end while she goes to the bathroom in these people's hedges. That's right. It's trespassing. I want you to think for a second. What if somebody stopped their car or their boat and walked up into your yard and started doing the number one thing or the number two thing in your hedges? Look at this video. Help us identify this lady. Call Crime Stoppers, 1-800-226-TIPS. You'll get money, and we'll put her shiny rear end in the county jail where it belongs.
Well, the poor thing. I mean, she probably was partying excessively at spring break and didn't know where to go to the bathroom.
I'll let you slide on number one.
I would say, you would?
Yeah, I mean, I'll let you slide. You know, people, like you said, got
small bladders,
ton of liquor, and, you know, it's like, I mean, we've all done that before.
Yeah.
But number two... I mean, come on.
But where's she supposed to go?
Home.
For number two?
Yes. Home. Where's she supposed to go home?
Well, she's a visitor. She's a tourist.
No,
no.
Get in an Uber and get your ass home.
Number two, I guarantee you in Florida, we all been there before, there's a gas station every 30 feet. You can find your gas station to drop the kids off at the pool.
Okay.
So is the mugshot just like her butt? Is that how people
If you recognize this bum.
Yeah. All right.
She's going to then sue him for revenge porn.
Anything else?
That is it in the news.
All right. Courtney, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This is Chris from Boston. Chris, what's up?
Hey, guys. So going back to the whole Jaylen Brown thing.
Yeah.
If we are to get a clear picture as to where his mindset is, both Wick and Brad, after the season, need to sit down with him and tell him, listen, do you want to be traded? If so, where do you want to go? If you don't, here's the contract extension or here's the max, and then to let him choose. That way, whatever blowback happens, at least Wick and Brad can be like, listen, this is what happened. This is what we did. Like some form of clarity. You know what I mean? I think both parties are looking for that at that point.
I don't know that that's going to work. I mean, unless you don't believe. Do you believe Wick Grosbeck when he said in February on this show that he personally went to Jaylen Brown and said the trade rumors are nonsense, you're not a part of them? Like, do you believe that?
I do, because Brad was on with TNR a few months ago. And actually last year, I lied, when this whole thing first started, and he even said, he's like, I get phone calls from teams inquiring on everybody.
So
including Jaylen Brown, including JT.
If Wick did that, if you believe what Wick said on this show, he did that. That apparently didn't solve the problem for Jaylen Brown. Like Jaylen, it's a lingering issue for Jaylen Brown that he was even brought up in a trade discussion at any
because
point.
I think Jaylen knows better. I think Jaylen understands that there probably are teams calling about him, but he also understands, and I think this is where he has the issue, and I don't think it's going to work with the contract. He also believes that the team is picking up the phone and calling other teams to see about trading for their players.
But doesn't that mean they know who Jaylen is and they know he's unhappy here? He's tried to establish roots, it hasn't worked, and he's not going to sign the long-term extension here? So then isn't it just smart business for Wick Grosbeck and Brad Stevens to get value back before he leaves for nothing?
Yeah, but shouldn't they all be on the same page about that?
But they're not, because, see, the easiest thing for Jaylen is for them to trade him. Because even if they sign him, the Celtics have already shown that if there's a better option that becomes available, even if he signed the max deal, they would entertain trading Jaylen Brown. So why would you want to be here, even if they did give him the max deal?
Yeah. All right. Well, certainly the Celtics and Celtics fans, I guess, dealing with a frustrated Jaylen Brown. More on that throughout the morning and throughout the day here at WEEI. We will get to They Said It next. What Devin McCourty said about Lamar Jackson, not going to make you very happy, Wiggy. We will get to that coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.